the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, mincha, the last three bakoshes, Bnei Yerushalayim, Tzemach Dovin, Shema Kriyeinu. Shalom.
We are continuing with the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, the bakoshes, the request that we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the second time every day, specifically in the middle of the day, like we pointed out. Everything has a specific time and place. And now we're up to the last three bakoshes, the second half of the six bakoshes for the spiritual state of Klal Yisrael. The first three of the second half where Klal Yisrael should be in the right place. We should have Kibbutz Goliath, all of us together. We should have the right leaders. The tzaddikim should be the one who are running things, and the Rishonim shouldn't be subdued. Now we're talking about Hashoras Hashvina, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is the tachlis of everything. And this is a basic necessity of Klal Yisrael. The natural state of Klal Yisrael should be a state of deep Hashoras Hashvina that we do not have when we are in Golus. And it's so important for us constantly to stress in the course of the day, Erev Voikev Tzoraim, three times a day, to remind ourselves that we are not in the state we're supposed to be. By Matan Torah, if we wouldn't have gone through the Chet HaEgel, we would have been on such a madrega of closeness to Hashem. It says, like Odom Rishon Koidim Achet, there'll be no death, there'll be no Shichras HaTorah, Torah becomes so natural to us. We weren't Zoichel. Then we had the Beis HaMikdash. By his reason, with a tremendous Hashras HaShechina, the Nisim, that we saw the elevated position that Klal Yisrael was in, the clarity that we had in Avodah Hashem. Yes, there was a Yetzer of Avodah Zarah then, but on the other hand, we did have a very Hamadrega of closeness to Hashem, and we lost that, and that the second base of Mitzvah, we even lost that level. This is what we're saying. Iker Chosem and Aseicha, the main thing is missing in our lives. Yes, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot to be thankful for, and we're Chas HaShem, not going to be Kfuyei Teiva, but it's like a person who has a wife that he loves very much, and for some reason the husband had to go into Golus. They were separated, and he sent her things the whole time. So Baruch Hashem, she's taken care of, but she loves him so much, she's just always yearning for them to be back together again, and he's yearning for her to be back together with him. The fact that everybody has the physical needs where they are is nothing compared to that deep close relations that they're really looking forward to. And this is what we are positioning ourselves. And that's what we have to do. That's why we have to, and we want to daven about this three times a day. We went through the course of the morning. We're involved in all our things, whether in our business things, other physical interactions, or even involved in our learning. But when we're involved in learning, we're involved in learning. Now's the time to once again focus on what the world is really all about and how much we are lacking this. In the Baruch of Tzemach David, we say, Ki Yeshua so ki vinu kol hayom. We are looking forward to Yeshua the entire day. And if we want to say that and miss the truth, then at least three times a day we should remind ourselves of this. At least kol hayom, every part of the day, reminding ourselves that we are yearning and looking forward to the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem, something we need so much. It says, Lasa Lovoi, the Gemara Shammah says, Lasa Lovoi, when each person is going to come Ladin. They're going to ask him, how did you behave in your life? There's some basic questions about if you were honest in your business deal, did you try to bring up a family? Were you kaveh yitim l'tayra? Those are the basic things of life, physical and spiritual life, b'darkei Hashem. And then we ask, see, peace ali Yeshua. This is once again an integral part of a Jewish person's life, that he's always looking forward to Yeshua. The truth is, there's a Yeshua, the daily Yeshua, which we spoke about in the previous bracha, of Riva Riveinu, and that's also a thing that a Jew should always realize. I'm always in Hashem's hands, I'm always looking forward for him to bring me the salvation from the day-to-day needs. But now we're specifically talking about Tzipisi Yeshua, the final Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, the Gulas Shabbat Yovel behavior.
Kol HaLashon.
Amen. And then we talk about, then we say the bracha of Shema Kriyeinu. that sums up everything. All the bakashas we had till now, we're asking Hashem, Chulas v'rachim aleinu, we realize that we need Hashem's rachmanis. The Gemara says the worst thing is ilun tefillah. That person says, oh, I have such a great tefillah, Hashem has to do what I'm saying. Hashem doesn't have to do anything, and no matter how good we are, if we're not 100% perfect, we don't really deserve anything. And none of us are 100% perfect. So we're asking for Hashem's rachmanis, that we realize that we can't manage without Hashem, and not only without Hashem, without His rachmanis. If we ask for Hashem's rachmanis, and we realize that we're not perfect, then that is a tremendous chus for us. The person starts getting a gaiva, oh, look at this great act I did, this tefillah, this chesed, this whatever I did. The second person starts thinking like that. That's he's taking himself away from Hashem. He's focusing on himself. And that doesn't bring Siyat HaShemayim. But other rather, chus v'rachim aleinu, ka v'rachim v'tzonu tefillah zeinu. Like I said before, if we went through part of the Shemoneh Esrei with that kavana, quickly, just remind ourselves of the thing we didn't say, put into this, and we end the bracha with "Mefanecha reikim al tishivenu," that even if we're not deserving to have everything that we're asking for being answered, but reikim al tishivenu, please don't send us back empty. And the truth is, there's really no such thing as being empty, because every tefillah that we say makes an impression. And specifically by Mincha, the person said, I had such a good shachris, I davened so well. Why don't I daven Mincha again? No, because I need to daven again. First of all, the etzem maimed of the tefillah is so important, like we said so many times, that that's what you mean, why daven again? I'm thanking Hashem, I have the source to be able to talk to Him. There's no other nation like Klal Yisrael that can say, Baruch Ato Hashem, directly to Him. If the king gives me the ability to speak to him directly a few times a day, that's the biggest cover. It's a much bigger cover than being able to speak to him once a day. That's number one. But number two is, there's a concept that it says in the Gemara, Kavi El Hashem, Chazik V'yamis Libecha V'Kavi El Hashem. Means you should turn to Hashem and hope for Him to give you what you think you need. What should you do if nothing changed? You didn't get what you asked for? Ask another time. So the fact that we're asking for things multiple times, in other words, I could be asking the exact same thing I asked for Shachris. We should realize that the fact that I'm asking another time, that is another level of tefillah. That's something that brings me closer to what I need. If Hashem decides that I'm asking for the wrong thing, I won't get it. But it will bring me closer to getting what I really need, the right things, because Hashem sees that I'm constantly being kaveh el Hashem. I'm turning to Him. I'm not just turning to my koichi ve'otim yodi. I'm not giving up. And that's the beauty of that second tefillah in the course of the day. Even just a few hours ago, I davened Shachris. I'm refreshed. Number one, I look at this as a tremendous chus to be able to talk to Hashem. Number two, I look at it as a pleasure. Like we said, somebody that you really feel close to and you love, it's not only a chus, it's not only an honor, but it's a pleasant thing to be able to talk to a beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And three, that we said is Taksisei HaTefillah. One of the ways that tefillah works is, you ask one time, then you ask again and again and again, and it's not Chas Hashem nagging at Kodesh Baruch Hu. Loves us so much, He likes to hear our bakoshes. He likes us to show Him that we feel so close to Him that we can't ask another time. And that closeness in Yat Hashem would bring us Yat Hashemaya, that all the tefillah in His Kabel, things we asked for Shachris, the new things that came up between Shachris and Mincha, as we mentioned before, if new things came up, Adarabba, we have to be refreshed and a new reason to ask for new things. And come on, even if nothing changed, just all the good things we have, Hashem should sustain them, keep them going. It's Hashem, we have this right attitude. And like we said, we enjoy and we feel honored to be able to daven to Hashem, we take advantage of it. Then Avada is going to make a big reishim in Hashemayim. And it's helpful all of our brachas, and specifically today we're talking about the brachas of the Tzipiyah LeYeshua, and we should have the Binyan Yerushalayim, and the B'yas HaMashiach B'mehu Yomeinu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.